Our sermon today is titled, Mary Teaches Us All How to Sing. Today's theme is joy. We lit the pink candle, which symbolizes joy, on the Advent wreath. It's a joy that cannot wait. We have this remarkable text from the Gospel according to Luke, where two women, Elizabeth, this older woman who shouldn't have found herself pregnant after years of being barren, and Mary, a young, unwed, pregnant cousin, meet in the backwater Judean town. And the two women share their stories of pregnancy, expecting, and waiting. I remember being pregnant, and I remember that I was not always feeling joyful. Can I get an amen? In fact, the strange creature taking over my body and emotions led to a complexity and sadness in the midst of hope and expectation. This scripture passage can be painful to listen to for women who haven't been able to conceive or to carry to full term and deliver a healthy child. Let us hold that sadness in the mix as we unpack our scripture and discover what lies within to help us prepare for the birth of Christ. I love that the story opens with Elizabeth and Mary revealing secrets about their pregnancies to one another. Mary hustles over to Elizabeth to tell her the good news of this baby in her womb, and Elizabeth knows that it's true even before she opens her mouth, because her own baby, who will be known as John, does a backflip in her womb. The power of women sharing stories takes front and center stage here. Two women, relatives, come together to tell their truth. The fact that Luke kept these stories about women in the arc of the narrative of Jesus' life story matters. How it all began is critical. So how did it all begin? With the angel Gabriel and Mary's brave decision to say yes to carry God's child. Mary said yes to carrying a baby for God, even though she was not yet married, and this could mean the end of her engagement. Mary is brave. Her courage rings through our text, and so is Elizabeth. I love that Mary and Elizabeth turn towards one another and share the joys and struggles of pregnancy with each other. Each was without a close friend network. And when Mary shows up at Elizabeth's doorstep, the burden of carrying a child became a shared experience. When in your life has a friend showed up for you? How did that make you feel to know that you are not alone? Perhaps it was a time of a great celebration, like a graduation or a wedding. But the times when we are alone and afraid, traveling without support, this is when the knock of a friend on the door can make all the difference. Let us remember the friendship of Elizabeth and Mary as we travel towards Bethlehem on Christmas Day. Mary's song is known as the Magnificat. Mary sings a song that has been called an aria to God. In her song, she begins with praise. She praises God for choosing her. Here's the thing. God chooses each one of us to do our part, as well as to be bearers of Christ into the world. In this season of Advent, when dark is all around, we are called to carry the light, carry the story of a baby growing inside the womb of Mary, and tell it out loud. Mary sings with bravery. Her song tells of how she sees the world. Mary is young, unwed, a female. In her time, she had very little power. But this Magnificat song tells a different story. It tells a story of how Mary sees her own role in liberating the world. She's working with God, and in her song, she sings of a new world where he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts and of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. See, Mary's song is revolutionary. She's singing about a new world order where justice and love prevail. And she's growing that revolutionary love inside her womb. Wow, What a song to sing. Mary knows that this child is going to rule the nations and save the world. And so she sings of a future where all are welcome at the table. Barbara Brown Taylor writes that she was singing about the future ahead of time, not in the future tense, but in the past, since the promise had already come true. Prophets almost never get their verb tenses straight, because part of their gift is being able to see the world as God sees it, as an eternally unfolding mystery that surprises everyone. Mary's song tells of a future where the rich and the poor are all welcome. She sings of a world filled with justice and love. That's a pretty remarkable song for an illiterate peasant girl from a humble village, but Mary's song should encourage each of us on our journey. Her journey continues from the doorstep in the village of Judea to all sorts of fearful challenges. Traveling to Bethlehem to register because of the power of the Roman government over the occupied peoples. Delivering a baby in a stable and then leaving in the cover of darkness to escape tyranny and the possibility of death under King Herod's decree to kill all male Jewish children under the age of 2. Her song will need to give her courage and steady her on a difficult journey. Draw strength and courage from Mary's song and bold actions. She decided to birth God into the world. She spoke against injustice, and she lived out her life with bravery and love. Tonight, we will sing Joy to the World because we are preparing our hearts for Christ to be born again. We would find room for him and his family in our homes. We would leave the light on. We would share of our blessings. Now let us find a way to see Christ being born again everywhere we go. Let us share our life and welcome Christ once again into our hearts. We repeat the sound of joy over and over, knowing that you are coming soon to warm our human hearts and encourage us to be mothers who love the world in need. Amen. Amen.